Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The die is cast. We've reached the point of no return a long time ago. Nobody told you that. I am. We're going in, through, and beyond. We're now inside the one world government. It's now announcing itself. And as foretold, as it announces itself, as it builds towards full power, it will fall the minute it hits the apex. Aaron Russo, a very famous, very successful director and, of course, producer. He's now made the new film, American Freedom to Fascism. We carry it at InfoWars.com. He is graciously spending another 30 minutes with us. And we have the Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank, Dr. Joseph Stiglitz, joining us in the third hour. Hey, this broadcast just brings you better and better guests. I'm really proud of the job we're doing here, my team. Let's talk to Troy in West Virginia. You're on the air with Aaron Russo.
I just want to say I just watched Terror Storm yesterday. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think it was just a bunch of hooey, to be honest with you.
There's a lot
of blatant lies, a lot of facts distorted, a lot of relevant information was ignored, and several quotes taken out of context.
Well, I'd like you to give me specifics, sir.
Well, the blatant lies was the USS Liberty.
Okay.
That was a very unfortunate situation.
You know, I'm going to stop you right there, because I have interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I have interviewed, four of the other admirals, two of them that took the call from LBJ on the ships. I've interviewed the first mate, the doctor of the ship. I've probably interviewed, it's got to be more than 20 people that were on that ship. And everything we said in there was what they said happened. They were told they'd be killed if they talked about it. The captain...
Are they still alive? You said they'd be killed if they talked about it. Are they still alive?
That's what they said on the air.
So after they said it, did somebody kill
them
the next
day?
So
you're saying Captain William McGonagall, now rest his soul, and all of them. How dare you, sir? How dare you call me a liar when
you're
all I knew is telling the... No, you're a liar. You're a punk.
Just this old 9/11 thing, it wasn't an inside job, and you keep trying to convince people it is and trying to get some...
You know something? Hold on a minute. You saw Terror Storm, and you're saying the government doesn't admit they staged terror attacks in 53 to overthrow Mossadegh. You're saying the Gulf of Tonkin isn't admitted to be staged. You're saying I'm lying about all that.
Well, I know you talk about the Northwoods thing, which there's no correlation between Northwoods and 9/11.
Everything they've done is in Northwoods. Hijacking jets by remote control, blowing up ships, blaming it on... Aaron Russo, you want to come in and respond to this guy?
Well, sure. I mean, let me ask you a question, sir. If you don't believe 9/11 was an inside job...
I know it wasn't an inside job. I can go to Screw Loose Change and they just punk everything.
They build straw men. It's pure bull.
I'm asking you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
How did Building 7 come down?
From the 18th floor to the bottom, there was major structural damage along with...
From what?
Huge fire, either the south side or north side sustained major fires.
Excuse me, there were no major fires, and the owner of the building admitted...
Yes, there were major fires.
Excuse me, the owner of the building admitted it was brought down by controlled demolition.
No, he didn't.
He certainly did, it's on tape.
He's talking about pulling the fireman, not pulling the building down.
There were never fires in the building.
Are you going to tell me a man that owns a building has the authority to tell somebody to blow a building up?
He slipped up. Sir, we just got fireman tape and police tape, brand new, that no one had noticed on CNN. We now have you know what just surfaced 2 days ago? Two different videos of firemen and police saying, get back, we're about to bring the building down, the building's coming down. In fact, I forgot to send those to the network to play them.
That's the case you're taking quotes out of context once again.
No, we're not. Oh, why didn't the Madrid building that had 100-foot white-hot flames shooting up for a day and a half not collapse? Why had no modern steel building ever collapsed?
Well, that building didn't have a couple of 767s fly into it and was built differently.
Building 7 didn't have a plane fly into it.
Well,
stay there. I'm going to let Aaron Russo respond to what you're saying. I want to hear more of this, how I'm a liar. I'm a liar, but the government's good. There weren't black men in Tuskegee. There weren't atomic soldiers. There weren't the ringworm children. There weren't all the sterilizations. They didn't release biologicals on the New York subway. I'm a liar. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some stations that just joined us, let me recap. We have the famous Hollywood director and producer Aaron Russo joining us. Also a famous rock and roll promoter with Led Zeppelin and, of course, The Who bringing him to this country. He also invented many other things and brought many other things to this country. He woke up with the New World Order after Waco. He's now, he's been fighting them for years, running for governor, running for president as a Libertarian Party. Made a TV show, Mad as Hell, which we aired here locally. Excellent exposing an asset forfeiture seizure and raiding people and killing them and to grab their property. He's a great American. I guess none of that happened either. And we got a caller, Troy, in West Virginia, who is saying that I'm a liar about Terror Storm. He says the USS Liberty didn't happen, like I say. I guess none of the other things, all the admissions of the staging of attacks, Operation Ajax, Tonkin, all of it. Northwoods, he says, doesn't have any bearing on 9/11. He's saying Building 7 died from structural damage from the North Tower hitting it. NIST and FEMA have had to withdraw that. They've given five different reasons. Fuel oil tank, they had to admit that didn't happen. Then they said the North Tower fell on it, knocking out its central support pillar. Only dust from the building hit and a few windows got knocked out. That's admitted officially on the NIST site. Then they claimed it was structurally built incorrectly. They had to withdraw that. Then they claimed that fires did it. Then they had to withdraw that. Now they're saying they don't know why, and NIST is saying they must look at explosions, explosives. They added that, what, a month ago, and that's been mainstream news. And so this is incredible. Now he's saying jets did it. Jets didn't hit Building 7. So Aaron Russo didn't have much time to respond. You want him to respond, then you can come back, Troy. Aaron?
Well, I mean, I think this man has a lot of courage to get on the air and say this nonsense, but I mean, the truth is that Larry Silverstein said the fire department decided to pull the building.
Well, have you ever talked to Larry Silverstein in person?
Yeah, we've attempted to.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Did you see the building fall down? Did you see the video of the building falling?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, and you're going to tell me that came down from a fire?
Structural damage and fire, both, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say to you. It's obviously you came down from a demolition.
Yeah,
everybody knows it.
Have you ever seen a demolition? Do you know how demolitions work?
Yes, I have.
Yes,
I have. I've seen them. I've seen a number of them in Las Vegas. And the fact of the matter happens to be that Building 7 came down from a controlled demolition. And Larry admitted that it came down from a controlled demolition. The fire department decided to pull it. And you and I both know it takes weeks to set a controlled demolition. They didn't do it in 3 hours. It didn't come down from some fire in the building. And how did the concrete of the Twin Towers turn to dust? Why was there nothing left inside the buildings? If the planes hit on the top of the building, why were there no phones left? Why was nothing left? Because of explosions throughout each of the floors. That's why nothing was left.
And by the way, if the fires were so hot when it collapsed, why did the fire tapes report that the fires were knocked down in both buildings to very small pockets, and the people were standing there for 15, 20 minutes waving where the hottest fires supposedly were, waving for help? It can melt giant 4 foot around, 47 huge steel beams in the center alone. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security propaganda claims that there were no central columns in Tower 1 or 2.
And why was the steel sent off to China immediately? You know, come on. I mean, I don't know who you are, sir.
You're never going to convince mainstream America it was an inside job. You could just...
I don't know. 84%...
Pretty much everything you say, you can go to websites that disprove everything you say.
Let me tell you something. Let me say something now. Sure, they build straw men. Let me give you an example of what Popular Mechanics did with Homeland Security Director's nephew, who then lied about it and later had to admit he was a nephew, and they are friends. So they first tried to claim he wasn't the nephew of the Homeland Security Director. Benjamin Chertoff calls me and keeps bringing up things I never said. So I'm on the phone. This is, like 3 months before the story comes out. And they've got this whole team calling me for days, and I'm talking to them on the phone, and I'm sitting there, and they go, well, we called this university that you claim you called and interviewed, and they say you never interviewed them about the seismic data. And I said, what article are you talking about? And they said, well, this one here written by this person. I said, that's a link I put on my site. Did you ask if that person interviewed them? So they build a straw man. They call up and say, did Alex interview you, when I've just linked to a story? And, of course, they say, no, he didn't. That's a straw man. Then they have the major there at NORAD saying, we've never intercepted a plane in the year before 9/11. Then we go pull a Reuters article where he gives a press conference saying they intercepted hundreds. I mean, they build straw men. They say that the North Tower fell and hit it. Meggs, the guy that runs Popular Mechanics on national TV, keeps saying the North Tower fell into it, when NIST has withdrawn that because it's not true.
Well, let me ask you a question, sir. Do you believe that the is any law that makes you pay an income tax?
Would you say that again? I'm sorry.
Do you believe there's any law that makes you pay an income tax?
I don't know if there's a law, but I know you have to do it.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I mean,
why do you have to do it? I mean, you don't know why. Why do you have to do it?
Just for government's funding, so they can.
You see, you have to educate yourself what the truth is. There is no law, and the Supreme Court the ultimate arbiter of law in this country?
I reckon. I don't know.
You don't know. I see. Well, you should find out. I mean, does anybody make law? Does anybody decide a law be above the Supreme Court?
You tell me. I don't know.
Well, they don't. So, if the Supreme Court said 8 times that they can't tax your labor. In Supreme Court decisions, how do they tax it?
Well, fine, if they don't tax your labor, then if you go buy a bag of potato chips, they'll charge you $7 for it.
Excuse me? What?
If there's no income taxes, they'll charge you $6 for a bag of potato chips.
Who's going to charge you? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm asking you
a simple...
Hey, they didn't do that before we got the income tax in 1913 with the 16th Amendment. And let me say something to you right now. Do you know that the Federal Reserve is publicly private, or I bet you think that's a conspiracy too?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question, sir. They were calling me a conspiracy theorist 13 years ago when I was reading North American Union documents on the air. Do you believe that Bush signed us into full North American Union last year?
No. There's never going to be a North American Union.
Yeah, we just got our business ID numbers here in Texas that say North American Community on them. It's all over the news, sir. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's on CNN.
Alex, listen to me. Alex, you're wasting your time talking to an uneducated person. That's all. He just needs to learn. He just has his belief system can't accept what's happening in this country. That's all it is. You know, he has his belief system doesn't allow him to accept
this. So you're saying this country gets worse each and every day. That's pretty much what you're saying. It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah,
did you know that H.R. 6166 overthrew 9 of the amendments in the Bill of Rights?
No, they didn't.
I read the bill 4 times. I wrote an analysis before anybody else did, and it's been seconded by every major law scholar.
They're just trying to protect us from terrorists. They're not trying to take your rights away. You can do what you want when you want, as long as you're abiding by the law.
Actually, that's not true.
Yes,
every
can.
Day I see reports. Oh, yeah, you know what? A young man just burned an American flag, which I find to be despicable, but I'll fight to the death for his right to burn it, and they just arrested him.
Good, they should.
Oh, you think that's freedom, huh?
Burn an American flag.
You don't know what the Bill of Rights is, do you? If they can take his right, they can take your right to do something.
Alex, why are you wasting your time with this guy?
Well, I want to illustrate, Aaron, what we're up against.
Why are y'all wasting your time with this 9/11 inside job? And A, it wasn't, and B, you're never going to convince anybody it is in your whole movement.
Did you hear,
nothing
Aaron,
but a waste
84%
of time.
In a scientific poll?
Yeah, they don't believe it was an inside job. That's where you mislead people.
No, 36% believe total inside job.
I doubt that.
Scripps Howard News Service, Ohio poll.
So 36% of 300 million people. You know what you're saying. 36% of 300 million.
Hey, well, let me stop you for a minute.
Most of the people that respond to that are people that believe it
wasn't an inside job. My show is on KLBJ 590, which has, you know, won Marconi Awards and got nominated this year. It was in the top 5 talk stations in the country this year. Okay? Now, on that mainline station, we're on a bunch of them right now. On that mainline station, you know how many calls I get in a month disagreeing with me?
Probably not many.
2 or 3. How many do you hear to this show? I have done over 4,000 interviews when I quit counting a year ago on 9/11, since 9/11, and I'm on shows where the host is attacking me in Houston, in San Diego, on Lars Larson on 200 radio stations last week. He took about 10 calls, and one of them disagreed with me. And he was incoherent and didn't know any facts or information, just like you. So there's your proof right there, buddy, that we have won, and we're going to defeat you.
No, you're not. You're never going to win. Never.
Well, if that's the case, buddy, you're going to lose your private property. You're going to have one-child policy. And
I'm 30 years old, and I'll be 80, and I'll own everything I have. Nothing's ever going to be taken away from me, and I guarantee
you
that.
Try not paying your property taxes.
Well, no, I will pay my property taxes.
Oh, even as they go up on average 10% a year, you will?
Yeah, I pay $1,800 on my house a year.
And when it's in 10 years, when it's
Alex, up, what are you doing, Alex? What are you talking to this guy for?
Well, I'm illustrating, Aaron.
When it goes up to 2,200
this guy let the government walk all over him, step on his face, and whatever they want.
The government's not walking all over me. I make
a good
living.
Of course, are they taxing you? How much money do you make a year?
Me and my wife, about $65,000.
Yeah, $65,000. And how much money do they take from you?
I got a whole slew of kids. The federal government takes nothing.
They take nothing from you?
Nothing, because I have 5 kids.
Oh, okay.
The state
you don't know what unfunded entitlements are at the state?
I don't agree with entitlements.
Oh, but those don't exist, or they're a conspiracy theory.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Hey, listen to me. The BATF's been tripled in size. They're raiding people that have my films. It's been in the news. They arrested a man in Lyon County, Kentucky. It was in the newspaper. Upstanding family, upstanding business owner, Kelly Rushing, because he gave the state police a Ron Paul video in one of my videos. I talked to the judge. It went to court. They tried to put him in prison for 4 years on each count for giving him a video.
Well, let me say one more thing, anyways.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think I should be arrested for what I say and do?
No.
Well, Sean Hannity does.
Well, I usually agree with Sean, but if he says that, I don't agree with that. But let me say, if it truly was an inside job and you're exposing this, the United States government would have you killed and make it look like an accident.
They have killed a lot of us, and you know what?
But they let you live. Well, that makes a lot of sense. They could kill you and make it look like an accident.
Yeah, if they killed me, it would turn me into a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King, you twit.
No, it wouldn't.
And I'm so sick of people
saying that. They can make it look like an accident.
You know how many patriots have been killed? How many patriots have been killed? And I'm sick of people like you making jokes about it.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations' basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. I'd fly above the trees, over the sea, and all the greens, to anywhere I please.
From West Virginia. He has gotten away. He has flown away. Let it roll for a few more seconds for him. This is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy, you're not here on Earth, buddy. You're out there flying around in the Milky Way. Let me assure you that the Federal Reserve is run by private banks. Let me assure you they've openly stated they're going to enslave you. Let me assure you the North Americans here. Let me assure you we're losing our union. I got to let you go. I got too many calls to get to. We're going to keep Aaron the whole hour now. We appreciate him spending time with us. But I would hope that you don't have to spend the money to get America freedom to fascism. Will you at least go up to Google Video? We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Will you at least go watch the two-hour film, a little shorter than 2 hours? Will you at least go watch it and research the facts there? Will you please find out that you're becoming a slave? Or is it just a conspiracy?
I'll watch it. I'll watch your movie.
Oh, you watch Terror Storm, but I mean, you said it's not true when it is. I mean, how do you say the USS Liberty wasn't a deal worked out between Israel and of course, the president at the time as a pretext to go to war and with the rest of the Middle East?
Because they didn't go to war with the Middle East.
Because they couldn't sink the ship, sir. Because McGonagall tied his guts in and stayed at the helm, and they battened down the hatches when the torpedo blew a 35-foot hole in it. Speak up. We can't hear you.
All right.
You know what? It's so sad. Are you going to get mad when you learn the truth, or is it just impossible? You just decide to deny the facts in front of your face?
I mean, I live a pretty good life, and I don't see it getting any worse in the next 50 years.
Well, enjoy those cancer viruses they put in your vaccines.
Okay. I'll enjoy those chips they put in, too.
Oh, the official plan to do that?
Yeah, I'm surely got the phone bug too, right?
Well, he always laughed at us about NSA. Now they admit they're listening to everything. The whole floors of every phone company are run by the NSA. I told you that 10 years ago. It's now mainstream news.
1,000 people listening to 300 million people's phone calls.
No, it's keyword software. It's AI computers.
Okay.
It's admitted. You understand? It's admitted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was admitted 2 months ago that every phone call is registered and recorded. You didn't hear that?
Well, probably is.
Oh, wait.
It doesn't mean they're listening to it.
Wait a minute. I'm a kook because I said they are, but now it's okay because they are. Just, you know what, just get a... Fine, sir, believe whatever... Aaron Russo, I mean, I'm telling you, that guy was for real. Those people are real.
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, there are people in life, if there wasn't opposition to the way you think, then we wouldn't have a problem doing what we're doing. You understand? I mean, there are people. That's how the New World Order gets by, because there are people like this who refuse to look at the truthful facts, who don't understand what happened in 9/11, who think it's okay for the government to tax you, and because he may not pay because he's got 5 kids, it's okay to be a slave. He doesn't care that there's no law or what the Supreme Court has ruled. See, it doesn't affect him. You know, it doesn't matter how it may affect other people.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I'll get on the radio, and all over the country at the start of school, they'll say it's the law, you've got to take vaccines. There is no law. It's admitted there's no law. But I'll have people like him call in and say, well, so what? We need to make people take them, so let them say it's a law. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
But I don't know why you waste your time with guys like this. I mean, there are people out there who have a belief system a certain way, and they want to believe it, and that's all there is to it. And they're mentally incapable of thinking any other way.
No, you're right. That guy is incompetent. I mean, he doesn't know autism's gone from 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago to now 1 in less than 168. It was that a few years ago. I mean, now they have warehouses at every school of the autistic kids. But what does the local news say in the national news? That mercury's nutritious. In fact, find the mercury's nutritious clip, please. Have you heard the latest? They're now saying mercury's good for your brain, Aaron.
No, I didn't hear that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one. When did this happen?
Last year, there was a big furor locally we made, and so they had all over the country, they had similar newscasts saying mercury is now good for your brain.
So it's fluoridation.
Well, hey, man, to these guys, it's true.
Oh, God. I mean, what did this guy think that when Rockefeller called me up and told me what was going to happen after this event, that was just a lucky guess?
And by the way, you are a high-powered movie producer. You've been a huge rock promoter. I mean, you've got a lot to lose here. You're not making this stuff up. He doesn't even know who you are. He doesn't even know. He knows nothing. We'll come back. Go right to your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Patrick, Josh, Pam, George, Joe, everybody, we're going to get to you right now. I just hope you'll visit Infowars.com, I-N-F-O-W-A-R-S.com, and the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, and get America Freedom to Fascism 1995, and support this incredible filmmaker, Aaron Russo, in our operation here. And for $9.95, for a limited time, get Terror Storm for $9.95. That's $29.95, both films. You cannot beat that. Please get Terror Storm for half price when you buy American Freedom to Fascism, the History of the Federal Reserve, done very concisely, very professionally, confrontation, interviews, IRS commissioner, on and on and on. It's an amazing film. Gets into the chipping, all of it. American Freedom to Fascism and Terror Storm, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we were talking to that guy earlier, and you notice, I should have brought up Kevin Ryan, you know, Underwriting Laboratories, with their internal year-long study with models, saying those books couldn't have been brought down by fire, especially seven. I could have brought that up. That guy would have just laughed at me. You know, Popular Mechanics says we have no real engineers, no experts. It's all lies. There's like something like 300 engineers now have gone public. I mean, mining college heads, you name it. It's just ridiculous. But Aaron, since we mentioned that, here is the local KI piece. When I saw this a year ago, I said, you know what? I know that this was sent out all over the country from the CBS Broadcast Center because, by the way, three networks are based at the CBS Broadcast Center and pool their resources. It's basically government-run. Fox, CBS, and ABC are all in one building. And they send out the video feeds, and then the local reads a New York-written teleprompter read. So this is a New York-written teleprompter read, and I typed this into Google last year when it happened. I guess it's 2 years ago now, and I found hundreds of CBS reports and ABC and Fox reports saying the exact same words. People wonder why it's the same four newscasts in the same order with the same headlines. It's all written in one place, except NBC separate for some reason, but they're owned by defense contractor GE. So here they are saying in the little medical blurb part that mercury's actually good for your brain. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's like going to a steakhouse.
That's unbelievable.
That's
hey,
like
Alex, tell me, do me a favor. So, say to me 2 and 2 is 4.
2 and 2 is 4.
No, it's not. That's what the guy's saying. It's not. 2 and 2 is 4. No, it's not 4. That's what the guy's saying.
Well, we also told him the Federal Reserve was private, and he was laughing at us.
Well, I'm just telling you, the whole point is there are people out there who just refused to look at facts, who are living a life, he's getting by while he watches his football games, whatever he's doing, he thinks life is okay, and that's the way it is, and we're going after these terrorists because they really brought down 9/11, and we're doing the right thing, and we're torturing them because they're protecting human life, and that's what he thinks. And he buys the story of the neocons, and that's the game. And there are people who buy those stories, and that's what it is. And there are people who say, who understand what we're saying, and understand what the truth is, who see beyond the facade. And some people don't. And you gotta
But the facade's getting more and more ridiculous. It's like going to a steakhouse, and you order a New York strip, and they bring out a horse droppings. And they say, no, it's a steak.
It's really good for you, too.
This is
full of vitamins. It's really good for you. No, I mean, come on. If there weren't people out there like that, they wouldn't be getting away with what they're getting away with. And that's the point. And that's what our job is, to have people understand what the truth is.
Well, let me have a call to action here. You heard how ignorant that guy is. You heard how willfully in denial he is. Don't let him win. Reach out to the people that do care. I know lots of listeners go, well, my neighbor, my wife, my cousin, they laugh at me, they won't listen. It's like Jesus said, knock the dust off your feet, let the dead bury the dead, they're dead mentally. Pearls before swine, don't throw your precious pearls of wisdom before pigs. You need to dust the dust off your feet and move on to people that if they'll argue with you and really want to be debate and really want to see proof. That's another thing. Spend time in that vineyard. You're going to get good grapes and good wine. Do not spend it on little turkeys. And I only had him on for 20 minutes to illustrate the idiocy of these type of people. But this is why we need to get American freedom to fascism. This is why you need to get Terror Storm. This is why you need to get them and make copies of them and get them out to people. Go to InfoWars.com. Have house parties. Go crazy. Never stop. Tell people about the Terror Storm online. Email it out to everybody. Email out the link to American freedom to fascism. Everybody we got up on InfoWars.com. Do it now because we cannot let this horde of miscreant fools like this guy controlled by these devils rule us.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, people just have certain belief systems. Like he likes what Sean Hannity says. I mean, come on, we all know what Sean Hannity is. He's bought and paid for by the neocons. And, the war in Iraq was a legitimate war, and it's okay to go over there and kill all these people, and it's okay to torture people, and, that's what we're living with. There are people in America who feel that way, and it's unfortunate, but that's the reality, and that's what we have to overcome. And that's what it is. That's what the opposition is.
But you notice they've gone from denying a lot of what we say to now admitting it and saying, so what, you know, first,
exactly.
Oh, they're not.
Right, now it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, first they're not torturing, and Cheney comes out and goes, yeah, we're dunking people's heads underwater till they pass out, and it simulates panic and death. It is death. And, you know, basically take them to the edge of death, but that's not torture. You know, they're telling us that's not torture.
I know.
Believe me, you go grab your neighbor and start grounding them, folks, you're going to go to prison for life.
And it's okay because they're protecting Americans. And it's okay to put a chip in people because they're doing it for our benefit.
Oh, no. He said we're liars. He said there's not a move. Sean Hannity, I have on tape in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. No, it's in Masters of Terror, saying everybody needs a chip. And I have Andy Rooney on CBS saying everyone should be forced to take a chip to prove we're, quote, good people. But it doesn't exist.
There you go. I mean, well, in my movie, you have Biden telling the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, he's going to have to rule that we can do this to people to track them. I mean, it's right in the movie. But these people, what, they want to deny it all. They're just in denial, and it's just what it is.
Did you hear him say the North American Union hadn't been signed and isn't operating?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yes, I did.
It's in hundreds of papers. It's on the nightly news, and he's saying it doesn't exist, Aaron.
Well, I don't think, I personally don't think it's in the news enough. I don't think it's out there enough. I think, I can understand why the guy might not believe that. I don't think it really is out there very strong.
Well, you're right. It's been in a lot of the Canadian papers. It's been in some big ones here, but people don't read the paper. I guess Lou Dobbs talked about it five or six.
Well, Lou Dobbs talked about it, but not much more than Lou Dobbs talked about it. I mean, who else has really talked about it? I can understand why the guy wouldn't believe that, but yet, on the other hand, we all know it's true. And that's the problem. You know, we know what the truth is. We know what that
is. Isn't it frustrating, though? That's why you made this movie.
I made the movie. Exactly. I hope if this guy's listening, I hope he just goes, gets the movie, and watches the movie. And maybe he'll learn something. Maybe he'll understand the truth.
You know, I shouldn't make fun of him. I shouldn't get mad at him. I do feel sorry for him, but part of me wants to slap him. I mean, sir, believe me, I lose sleep at night. I'm freaking out over my family. We're all in danger. You make jokes about how we're not dead. They've killed a lot of us. They've imprisoned a lot of us. I mean, they've taken congressmen like Hansen, who was fighting the IRS, and they tortured him for months till his feet popped.
Yeah. What about Padilla? What about Irwin Schiff in jail for 13 years for nothing? Why is it? Why the guy says he doesn't know if the Supreme Court is the one who makes the final decision? Now he doesn't even know that.
They went and gunned down William Cooper. They've attacked me in a parking lot. I've had death threats all the time. Stalkers going. I'm looking at your little dog. It's on the back porch, and the little dog is on the back porch. I don't appreciate people like you who've never lived, who don't know how we're fighting for you. You idiot. Well, a lot of us aren't probably going to die. You stupid moron.
Calm down, Alex. Calm down.
Well, I mean, it makes me mad.
Calm down.
The Houston Chronicle's reporting they're building concentration camps, you idiot! He's just like the Germans. He's just like the Russians. He's just like everybody else who denies this stuff.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's ignorant. He just doesn't know. That's what we're here for. We're not here to yell at them. We're here to teach them. And that's what we have to do. That's why I made the movie. That's why you make the movies you make. And we're here to teach people. And the guy falls for the propaganda.
I mean, Aaron, you could be making big movies and making tens of millions like you did in the past. You could be doing all the things you did in the past. You've decided now for, what, the last 12 years, you've been out there nonstop, 24 hours a day, spending all your money fighting this.
That's
and then
right.
He's got the nerve to sit here and tell us we're bad.
Well, he doesn't know, Alex. He just doesn't know. He's ignorant. He doesn't know. I mean, what can you do? You can't pound it into his brain. You can take lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. And that's it. Don't get so excited over this one guy. Let's move on to other callers.
Yeah, let's. I'm going to do that. It just freaks me out, Aaron.
Just move on. People have belief systems, and it's very hard to change a person's belief system.
Patrick in Kentucky, go ahead, sir.
The earth is around. No, she's flat like your head. You know, it's terrible, you know. But, you know, these people that live in their belief systems, you know, you can tell them over and over and over and show them what the truth is. If you showed them videos like In Plain Sight and Martial Law, you think you might get it? I don't know. But make sure, I don't know if you've mentioned, but can you make sure that you guys hit books a million really hard?
Hit what hard?
He's saying he wants me to put my DVDs and books a million, Terror Storm hitting store shelves nationwide next Tuesday. That's a good question. Aaron, when is America Freedom of Fascism going to be in stores?
I haven't made that decision yet. Right now, I'm just putting it out on DVD with you and a few other people and on my website, and that's it. And I'll put it into store soon enough, but I haven't made that decision quite yet.
I understand. Everything's moving so quick. Anything else, Patrick? I want to move quick here now.
Well, I just wanted to ask if you can counter this. I'm just saying that, you know, the controlled electronic voting machinery is pretty much set in place. And, you know, the more people that show up to vote, the more numbers the computer hackers have to play with. But what would be your counter argument to what I'm saying?
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Let me comment on it briefly because I want to go to more calls. Only 35% of the country has had the CIA-controlled big three companies put in their systems under the Help America Vote Act of 2002. So, number one, if the numbers are so overwhelming, it doesn't matter how many votes there are, what they do is normally flip it. And I would even call it hacking. Hacking means it's somebody going into your computer, your website that doesn't own it. I mean, this is like me driving my car. I haven't stolen my car. The government paid the people to make these. They put them in. They steal them. And we have to make them steal it in front of everybody. If they steal this one, people are now looking. Aaron?
I agree with you. Nothing I can add to that.
Okay, let's go to Josh in Ontario, Canada. Thanks for holding, Josh.
No problem. I bet that first caller is an avid Bruckheimer fan. You know, lazy, self-serving, and un-American. Mr. Russo, it's a pleasure. And thank you, Alex. I owe you a thanks and a paycheck. And if I win the lottery, I'd owe you that, too. It's because of you, actually, that I read a book a week and have written three screenplays. But nonetheless, my boss is completely for the bombing of Iran. I tell him, you know, to go against, you know, that we should be against North Korea, if anything. But nonetheless, he cited the Iranian Operation Judgment Day. So my questions are, can you tell me the verity of that operation? Secondly, how much should I trust Quigley's Tragedy and Hope? And also, is the old Inquisition... you know, with the Dominicans and the Franciscans, similar to today's Gitmo. And I'll take your answers off there. Thank you.
Wow, I mean, that's an encyclopedia of questions. I don't even know where to start. You were bringing up, look, the Iranians are almost no threat compared to other countries. In fact, I want to play this little clip here. It's the one about is Ann Coulter on drugs. She looked totally out of her gourd on TV. But I'm not going to play that part because you can't see it on the radio. I want you to hear this ad they're running against a Democrat where they claim that Iran's about to hit us with nukes and is on the verge of having them. I just roll about a minute of that, guys.
North Korea, close to a nuclear missile to reach America. Yet Casey opposes deploying a missile defense system now. Iran, also close. Yet Casey opposes creating the bunker-busting bombs that may be needed to stop them. China, drilling oil just 50 miles off our coast. Yet Casey opposes us doing the same. Putting our energy at risk. Terrorists trying to enter our country. Yet Casey comes out for amnesty for illegals. We just can't take a chance on Bob Casey.
All right.
That was the latest...
Okay, so that's the but meanwhile, it's our government that let China do that. It's our government that gave Mexico the rights to the oil. It's our government that's letting Cuba do whatever they want. They want nuclear bunker busters. But notice they claim Iran is close to having missiles to nuke us and a bomb. That's not even true. So see, they lie, Aaron.
Again, Alex, you're covering it. There's nothing for me to say. I agree with you 100%.
And then meanwhile, we get all this talk about. You know, I don't know how prolific the torture was. We know that there was a lot of abuse of power, a lot of bad things the Catholic Church did in Europe. I mean, nobody argues with that. But I don't know. You know, comparing it to Gitmo, there's this big debate. Should they release the real photos and videos of them raping children and women that Congress has been allowed to see from the camps in Iraq? And, yeah, I think they should blur them out, but they should release them. Because, you know, these neocons get on radio and say it's not torture. I mean, Limbaugh, I have him on tape, we're not going to play it, we played it so many times, saying it's having fun. Is having fun, Aaron Russo,
having
you think?
Fun?
Yeah, having fun, raping children.
Is that what Limbaugh said?
Yes, he did.
What a sick, perverted person. Are you joking? I never heard that before.
No. He says, okay, dig it up. Dig up the Limbaugh having fun clip, please.
You're joking with me.
Aaron, did you think I was joking about mercury being good for your brain?
I know you're not. It's just so hard to conceive these things are being said and getting away with. It's just so impossible.
It is. While we're finding that clip, let's go to Pam in Texas. Pam, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air with Aaron Russo.
Hi, Alex and Aaron. First, I want to commend you both for what you're doing. Absolutely fantastic work. And then I have three observations, and I'll try to make them fairly quick. The first is just a passing comment and not very relevant, but I wanted to point out to Austin listeners, Alex, that last Sunday Austin was chemtrailed very heavily, and I was the last caller holding when your show ended Sunday. I was trying to call to say...
Chemtrails are nutritious.
Eyes on the skies, Austin. Yeah, I'm sure they are.
The barium is really good for you.
Right, right. And for listeners that don't know about it, go to your health food store and ask them about chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. And that's about all I want to remark about on the chemtrails. My second comment
Listen,
is...
Listen, I'm going to have to put you on hold, and Pam, you're going to have to move quick on the other side, okay? It's
okay.
Our final segment with our guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz coming up. I want to keep going to your calls, but this is our last 5 minutes with Aaron Russo. Here's Limbaugh when they bring up Abu Ghraib, and he just calls it blowing off steam, just a fraternity prank. People were beaten to death there. They were raped with acid. That's the Army's own report from 3 years ago now, two years ago. Here it is.
psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And then he sells Club Gitmo shirts and says it's a wonderful place to be, Aaron.
That's unbelievable. I never heard that clip before, Alex. I'm glad you have that clip.
Oh, I got stuff much worse than that.
That just shows. I mean, how much more disgusting can we be in this country than what's happening here? I mean, to say something like that on the air, just having fun.
Well, I made the point that the Nazis knew to keep it secret.
We don't even know that here anymore. Huh?
Yeah, Pam, real fast, finish up because I want to go to Joe and Ron. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to skip to my third point, actually, because this one relates to Aaron's...
You don't have to preface it. Go ahead.
Aaron's movie. Okay, the Liberty Dollar, for those, libertydollar.org, for those that aren't familiar, the gold coin that came out in about 1998, and it's not legal tender, it's just recently getting hit by the U.S. Mint with statements on their website, and police have actually started arresting people.
Oh, I know. Listen, I have a friend... who at UT was out talking about it to somebody, and they arrested him saying it was counterfeit. It's totally legal silver coins. Thanks. Thank you for the call. Aaron, that's another example of the craziness in this country.
Well, that's another example of complete police state. I mean, the Constitution defines dollar as silver, X amount of grams of silver.
Did you hear about the story last year where a scout leader had a contest? We had a bunch of $2 bills left over from it, and he was well known in the community. He went to Best Buy and bought some CDs with some $2 bills. They thought it was fake and arrested him. The cops and the store people were so dumb, all of them collectively, didn't know $2 bills were real.
No, I heard that story. Yeah, I was aware of that. But the thing with silver, they're trying to do it in Orfit, is so obscene. Here they're giving you fake money, they're giving you a piece of paper that has no value, and they're telling you you can't have silver. I mean, everything's perverted. It's upside down. It's, and they're trying to convince people, this other guy, that this is all normal.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Last caller. We'll go to others later. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, gentlemen. I just wanted to cover some pre-election strangeness things. For anybody who is concerned, as I am and everybody else it sounds, about the elections and the results, what they need to do is they need to go to their election commission and pick up an actual training manual. They should have some lying around. I've got ours right in front of me right now, and the thickest chunk of the packet is what to do with all the forms at the end of the day, and it gives procedures for
everything.
Okay,
well, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold if you want to hold. Atmer Stiglitz is on. Yeah, we'll get to all your calls. I want to be able to say bye to Aaron Russo. Folks, he's done a yeoman's work. Please get his new film, American Freedom to Fascism, at InfoWars.com. And Aaron, so I don't lose you here, can I have you on for an hour on my new syndicated Sunday show this Sunday?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, Alex. I'm always here to help.
Well, I'm on from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Can I get you on in the second hour, say 5 to 6 Central? That'd be...
What time is that here? I'm in Arizona.
That'd be 3 to 4 your time.
Yeah, I think so. Do me a favor. When you get off the air, call me, and let's pick up a plan.
Sure, you want to talk about that other thing too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I really appreciate you, and I...
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, I have more respect for you than I've ever had before. You're a great man. You're doing the right thing, and just keep, don't ever stop what we're doing.
Well, same to you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist. Take care. World Bank coming up, Nobel Prize winner. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the GCN.
Is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645. Blackbird.